This month, even people who aren't particularly religious may find themselves contemplating the parable in Matthew 22 of the wedding guest without a wedding garment who is cast out into the darkness with the weeping and gnashing of teeth. Commentator Patricia McLaughlin, wishing to avoid such a fate, went shopping for a new dress and ended up gnashing her teeth anyway.
You might think a fashion writer would be fashionable, but I work at home most of the time and I've sort of gotten out of the habit of dressing up. Mostly I wear t-shirts and leggings. I mean, when I'm visiting my mother and we're about to go somewhere, she almost always says something like, "Are you going to wear that? Aren't you going to get dressed?" Usually that's as dressed as I get. But I'm going to a wedding Sunday, and last week I went through my closet and found that it did not contain a single potential wedding garment. So I went shopping. The limited express was all spandex leggings and stretch miniskirts. Not very wedding-y. A place around the corner had lots of serious designer stuff. For hundreds of dollars, forget that. The flowered dresses at Laura Ashley were pretty, as always, but somehow just a whole lot sweeter than I am. Or, you know, maybe I really am that sweet, but do I want to advertise the fact? The place next door had lots of very polite silk dresses that, if I'd grown up to be the person I expected to, I'd probably feel comfortable in. But I didn't, and I don't. So I tried Urban Outfitters. I read somewhere that their target market is age 12 to 24, a category I haven't inhabited for some time. But I thought maybe they'd have something a little more relaxed. And I found a short, tent-shaped flowered dress that seemed like a possibility. It fit, it looked good, but the mid-thigh hemline was problematic. Maybe it'd be okay with black stockings and flat shoes. I kept looking at it in the mirror, not sure. Was it too sexy for a wedding? Too trendy? Too young? Ann Taylor was my last hope. They had a white linen sundress with purple polka dots on sale that fit pretty well, maybe a little big in the top, and looked nice on me, only it made me look like some whole other person. Like the kind of woman who spends the summer at the shore with a couple of tow-headed children who take tennis lessons and a stockbroker husband who comes down on weekends. You know, you don't have these problems with t-shirts. Anybody can wear a t-shirt. A t-shirt tells people nothing about you. It leaves you your privacy. Dresses are so explicit. They have semiology coming out their ears. Each one comes with a whole built-in identity, the way low-cut cocktail dresses used to come with built-in bras. But if it's not your identity, you feel like an imposter in the dress. If I wore that junior league sundress, I'd either have to pretend to be the person it made me out to be, or I'd have to keep explaining that I wasn't. No children, no tennis lessons, no stockbroker husband, no house at the shore. Exhausting either way. You know, it's hard enough finding a dress that fits, that has the waist in the right place and enough room in the hips. But to find one that fits your body and your mind, or what the fashion magazines call your personal style, is practically impossible. I was lucky, though. On my way out of the dressing room, I ran smack into a purple t-shirt dress. Purple is one of my favorite colors, and the dress fit, and I even have the right shoes for it already. And it was half the price of the Junior League sundress. And it looks just like the t-shirts I wear all the time, except it's about 12 inches longer. Which means that I can go to this wedding and look okay, even by my mother's standards, and also look like myself.
Patricia McLaughlin is a syndicated columnist who writes about style for the Philadelphia Inquirer magazine.